Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are going to be listening over other devices and later are recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath. It's very sunny and the clouds are giving all kinds of shape over here. I hope you have better weather wherever you may be on this Sabbath, August 19, 2023. This is our lesson 389, entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall, part 10 of our chapter 77. I hope and pray you can have the presentation clearly seen on your side, dear ones. And we are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with the Tiny Tot theme song, Heart to the Shepherd, Voice I Hear.
Hark, 'tis the shepherd's voice I hear, out in the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. Bring them in, from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Who'll go and help this shepherd kind? Help him the wandering ones to find. Who'll bring them back into the fold, where they'll be sheltered from the cold? Bring them in, from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Out in the desert hear their cry, out on the mountain wild and high. Hark, 'tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep where'er they be. Bring them in, from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. If any one of the tiny little ones, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, would like to open their section with prayer, may you mute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for this Sabbath day. We just have the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sixth day, shall I labor the seventh day, Sabbath of the Lord. This is the Sabbath which that we're about to learn. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sisters. And now we are going to have our story time, and our dear brother will be the one to share it with you. This is chapter 14. This is a new chapter, and it's entitled Take These Things Hands from our Tiny Talk book, The Story About Jesus.
The Bible verse for our lessons are taken from the book of Luke, 19 and 45, KJV. And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought. He said, my temple's not supposed to be a market. Saying unto them, it is written, my house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him. He did nothing but good, and they wanted to destroy him. My, my. And said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Get this stuff out of here. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. This isn't a store. Next slide, please. The next day, Jesus entered the temple. 3 years before, he had found men buying and selling in the outer court and had rebuked them and driven them out. Now, as he came again to the temple, he found the same traffic still carried on. The court was filled with cattle, sheep, and birds. And you got to know what the place where animals are kept is going to be like. And this was in the outer court of the temple. These were sold to those who wished to offer sacrifices for their sins. Extortion. This means charging way too much for something you're selling. Extortion and robbery were practiced by those engaged in this traffic. In other words, they told people, this lamb that you want to offer for sacrifice, it's $50. Oh, my! That's all I brought with me. So he had to spend the whole price to buy the lamb. And sometimes they condemned the animals that the people brought and said, no, that won't do. You have to buy a lamb over here because we have good ones, you know. So great was the babble of sounds from the court that it seriously disturbed the worshipers within. In other words, they were out here like outside the church, yelling and hollering and going on, as the picture shows, a market. And inside on the other side of the wall were people trying to worship, and they couldn't hardly hear themselves think. Christ stood on the steps of the temple, and again his piercing gaze swept over the court. He looked over them. All eyes were turned toward him. How do you suppose that happened? It didn't say that he yelled. It didn't say he blew a trumpet. The Holy Spirit spoke to every heart and said, look. They looked. The voices of the people and the noise of the cattle were hushed. Do you suppose even the animals quit making their noise? All looked with astonishment and awe upon the Son of God. Next slide, please. The divine flashed through the human. Jesus' character as divine shone through his human appearance just momentarily and gave Jesus a dignity and glory he had never manifested before. The silence became almost unbearable. At last he said in clear tones and with a power that swayed the people like a mighty tempest, it is written, my house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. With still greater authority, that was in Luke 19:46, with still greater authority than he had manifest 3 years before, he commanded, take these things hence. Get this stuff out of here. And that's taken from The Story of Jesus by Ellen White, pages 89 and 90. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson entitled, Take These Things Hence, in our tiny talk lesson book, The Story About Jesus, and that will take place, dear one, August 26, 2023. That's okay. It's time, dear ones, to be able to learn lessons from God's creation through nature, and this is our 43rd of our water topic, the water of life, and our dear brother will be the one to share it.
Sup, blessings, everyone, and here's today's water lesson. The Water of Life, part 43rd, our Bible verse is taken from the book of John chapter 1, on the King James Version. And lesson 12 is Peter, John, and other disciples. And the verses are 43 to 46, and they say, "The day following, Jesus will go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. And today's lesson is about life in the oceans. Lesson 3. And the memory verse here is John 12:26, and it says, If any man answer me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Sorry, there was a ring at the door. Anyway, continuing, the character quality of the story is helpfulness. Helpfulness is to aid or assist another as if we were helping Jesus and thereby promote a person's usefulness. Nature, life in the ocean. There is a large variety of living things in the ocean. There are little creatures you need a microscope to see, and there are very large ones like the blue whale. There are three groups in the ocean. There are 1, the plankton, 2, the nekton, and 3, the benthos. Plankton are very small plant-like animals that drift with the ocean currents. Most of these plants and animals can only be seen with a microscope. These remind us of the disciples before they were called, just drifting along unnoticed among the sea of people. Nekton are animals that can swim here and there in the sea. These include fish, squid, porpoises, and whales. These creatures of the oceans remind me and us of the disciples after they were called, going here and there and being helpful. Benthos are animals or plants that live on the floor of the ocean. Benthos include sea anemone, coral, sponge, kelp, starfish, and many, many others. Benthos can remind us of the disciples. For example, the sponge is filled with holes of all sizes. Little canals like streets lead from these holes through the inside of the sponge all the way to the other side. These canals are lined with little cells that eat food from the water and have lashes on them which beat. This makes a current of water go through the sponge colony in all directions. The sponge is like an underwater city with people, cells, arranged along the streets in such a way that each can choose his food from the water that passes by. Each cell lives an independent life, but it also helps all the other cells to get their food by being its lashes. It can remind us how the disciples each got spiritual food for themselves from the water of life, but they also passed it along to help others get their needs met. And below is the bottom of and underneath the last sentence of the paragraph is a picture of a sea cucumber, which is one of the benthos. And on the right, it says, again, life in the ocean. And the three groups of creatures that live in it. 1, the plankton. 2, the nekton, like these two fish and this jellyfish, although they think that's a stingray, but I think they made a mistake. 3. And 3, the benthos, like this sand dollar and that sea star. our mind, and the things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, be a disciple of Jesus by being helpful to your parents. And not just them, but also other people in particular as well. Do chores that are not asked of you, and then invite father or mother to come and see. And here to reinforce, there are activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, observe water. Two, find pictures of sea creatures to put on the bulletin board if you have one. Three, make a starfish to put on your bulletin board. It can remind you of how Christ's disciples were like stars in the sea of people. See Revelation 12:1. The 12 stars in the crown represent 12 disciples. You will need a yellow poster board, cornmeal, white glue, pencil, and scissors. A, trace or draw a starfish on a piece of paper. B, cut out the pattern. C, trace around the pattern on the poster board. D, put white glue all over it, then sprinkle cornmeal on it. Shake the excess off. When it is dry, cut it out and put it on your bulletin board. Excuse me. Four, will you get a good Christian tract, pass off for others to read? Five, sing the hymn, I've seen the mighty power of God. If you don't know it, you can learn it. And six, for individual activities, stories, and poems, use the book entitled Children's Bible Activity Book for this quarter. Say your memory verse. Remarkable parent poop. There are few who realize how far-reaching is the influence of their words and acts, how often the errors of parents and produce the most disastrous effects upon their children and children's children long after the actors themselves have been laid in the grave. Everyone is exerting an influence upon others and will be held accountable for the result of that influence. Words and actions have a telling power, and the long hereafter will show the effect of our life here. The impression made by our words and deeds will surely react upon ourselves in blessing or in cursing. This thought gives an awful solemnity to life and should draw us to God in humble prayer that He will guide us by His wisdom. Those who stand in the highest positions may lead astray. The wisest or the strongest may falter and stumble. There is need that life from above should be constantly shed upon our pathway. Our only safety lies in trusting our way implicitly to Him who has said, follow me. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 556. And below is a picture of the shoreline of the ocean. It's time to share your nature walk experience, dear ones. Today we are sharing various flowers shared from our dear sister Joan's beautiful garden of our nature experience. On the left is a black Russian iris. On the right is a hibiscus. And below says, the flowers are to us constant teachers. The shrubs and flowers gather to themselves the properties of earth and air which they appropriate to perfect the beautiful buds and blossoming flowers. For our happiness, but they are God's preachers, and we are to consider the lessons which they teach us. Margin. Review and Herald, October 11th, 1887. Paragraph 7. And share more of our dear families and age experience. Sister Cerisia and her family will share.
Seven blessings, everyone.
Seven blessings, everybody.
Okay, I'm gonna start off.
Right. Today, the other day we saw, Mommy saw a caterpillar on a leaf and they were eating all her leaves. So we started to ask, so we added it for a pet.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead, Haley, go ahead.
So this week we saw Mommy found a caterpillar in our backyard on the screen on the left side. Then we decided to keep it as a pet, and we made a big box, and in the right camera, you can see in the corner, you can see it's not, it didn't actually grow into a butterfly, it actually grew into a moth.
So I just wanted to give a little bit of an update. Thank you, Haley and Emma. So I was watering my plants, and this particular plant that this caterpillar is on is an eggplant. It's an eggplant plant. And so I was watering it, and I just happened to, like, see the head of the caterpillar out there, and I was like, I got a little bit startled, and then I ran. But as the children mentioned, you see how much of the leaf he had eaten. So I was afraid that if I left it on there, then he would destroy the entire plant. So when my husband came home, him and Haley, Emma was a little bit afraid of it, so she kind of ran. But Haley was very brave. They got a box and they made a house out of it. They cleverly cut out the sides and put some clear things so we could see what was happening. And they poked some holes for breathing into the box. And so we, for a few days, put leaves from the same plant in the box. And as you can see, it was very active, and then it became kind of slow and sluggish. On the upper right-hand side of the screen, you can see the phases for which this thing went through. So the little brown piece here was, no, first the little one on the upper right of the box is when it metamorphed out of the caterpillar stage. And then it went into this little brown one that is in the middle here.
Cocoon.
That is, it was in the cocoon. It was in this stage for a very long time. At some point, we thought that it wasn't alive. And it was kind of sometimes dubious on whether it would transform. But we left it there. And we left it there. And then we went ahead. And my husband came home, and he was so very diligent. He checked on it every single day. And one evening he came home, and I had taken a look at it first. I didn't see it, but it came out of the cocoon and basically transformed into a moth, a caterpillar moth. We were a little bit disappointed at first because we were expecting to see something so beautiful come out of it. Not that this is not beautiful, but we were a little bit like, well, why is it this color? And we did, what it led us to do some research on it. And it is, it's a sphinx moth is what it's called. And so we basically had it there, and then we let it go. And to further verify that this is a moth, that's what my son said. He said, moth is, so it's not, you guys don't like it because it's not pretty in color. And he was a little bit offended. It's a different type of beautiful, he said. We let it go, and we watched the whole day to kind of see if it would go when we opened the box. And he didn't leave the box until it was nighttime. So we knew that it was indeed a moth because it moved at night. So that was the whole thing. It was a blessing to be able to see it, and to see the transformation, and the girls really learned, and my husband also, as we captured the whole moment. We wish we could have like videotaped it, but it took a long time. So that's why we just took pictures of the phases as it went through.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear family. But I just want to interject a little bit.
That moves.
What I wanted to say is that I've been watching a lot of the garden videos.
Wait.
I'm sorry, dear sister. Does someone want it to be able to share? Dustin, can anybody hear?
We can hear you, Titi. I think it was someone was unmuted for by accident.
Okay. I just wanted to share a little bit of information from the caterpillar eating the actual leaf. I found out that those areas in the garden that are eaten by any kind of organism, they say that area is more nutritious because of what it can be able to receive by the organism that is eating the leaf. Some people will take it and get rid of it, but based on the gardeners, they say that that area is more nutritious than the ones that they don't touch. By looking at the organisms that are on your gardens, you could know how nourishing it is. If you have a garden and if you see nothing is eating anything or you don't have no kind of pests or anything like that, it could tell you what is going on in the soil. So all of that is part of nature. So I just want you to know that it is a blessing as well. And don't forget, we still have to give God our 10%. So if they come to your garden and they eat part of your garden, then you are also helping in that area as well. Welcome to all of dear family that are joining us. Once more, dear family, this is the update of the garden. I will just bubble down.
All right, so this is just one of the bigger area of my garden. Here we have in the planter different varieties of the pepper plants that I have, the Cubanelle peppers, the hot peppers, the jalapeno peppers, the and in the buckets I have basil plants, rosemary plants. Whatever I cook dinner with the scallions, I like cut off the bottom of it and replant it. So I'm never out of scallions. I replant it just all the time. I just put it in the bucket or in a pan and replant it. And then I have, this is the broadleaf thyme. It's, some people call it a mint. This is the one that's, below by the owl, if it's on your screen. It is really good for your, if you have like a cough or asthma, very good for medicinal purposes. Next to the broadleaf thyme, it's the peppermint. And as you can see, I think in some of the pictures here, I had the eggplant. The eggplants now, I'll give an update on that next time. They're actually budding and have some fruits on them, some eggplants on them, so I'll show that soon. And but praise the Lord, I didn't think that I had a green thumb. I didn't think that this was something that I would do, but the Lord has blessed me and my family to be doing this now for couple years well. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we thank God for his blessings. And I wish you all were close so we can share some of it.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. Welcome to all the precious family. We are going to continue on our show and tell. This is the area, I hope by God's grace, that Sister Christina is here for her to be able to share.
Hi, Sabbath blessings, everyone. So we went on a nature walk, and I saw the different flowers and the different weeds that were around that actually just simply grow naturally and wildly. I had completed my school, my classes in school, and I noticed as we were walking that these same herbs, the plants were in the book that I had just finished. So it was interesting for me because, for one, it was peaceful. Second, some of these flowers I didn't know are beneficial to your health, and they just simply grow wildly. So when the Lord said he takes care of his own, it's not just generally the animals, but these are plants and weeds and stuff that we are able to eat and utilize for medicine as well. So I took the pictures. One of them particularly, I saw in my book, and for the first time, I actually noticed it while we were walking. I'm like, oh my gosh, that was in my book. Now I got to go back and see what it was for. But yeah, another one I don't even, like the white little speckled ones that look like snowflakes. That one I'm going to have to relook up and find out what it is for. But the rest of them, I know they are beneficial to our health. And they're beautiful to look at. And it brought me a sense of peace for that day. And as I kept walking, there were other plants that I saw on the trail. But this particular trail, everything was so green. And it's just amazing that once we actually take the time out and just stop and appreciate what the Lord has created, it does give you some peace and it does comfort you. So just to know that God does exist and everything that he has made is for a purpose, whether it be insects, bugs, or vultures, to something as beautiful as a small flower.
Amen. Amen. The upper middle picture, that could be Queen's Anne lace, which is wild carrot. But there's also a copycat that is extremely poisonous. I believe it's hemlock. The leaves look very similar in both. The only way to tell the difference is if you pull it up and smell the root. If this is Queen Anne's lace, the root will smell like carrot. If it's hemlock, it will not smell like carrot. So be very, very careful if you try to eat a plant that looks like the upper middle picture. The only thing I know that's edible is the root of the wild carrot. But you don't want to eat any of the plant if it's hemlock. Yes, hemlock is very poisonous, deadly.
In the bottom below says, the thorns, or weeds, are like the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. They choke out the word, and the seed becomes unfruitful.
And I noticed that a lot of the plants were grown from, like, in the midst of weeds or growing from a weed. So I had texted Sister Rosie, and I was like, wow, it's just amazing how something so beautiful can come out of something that we would consider trash. So at that moment, I was just going through a whole bunch of stuff, and that's what made me realize, like, even in the midst of whatever we're going through, there's something to be learned out of it and that we need to take and utilize within our day-to-day life.
We're also sharing Brother Daniel's nature experiences, but he's not here, so I'll be telling what these are. All these are pictures from Lake Champlain near Plattsburgh, New York. They're all full photos of clouds in the sky, and below are pictures of the lake.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And remember, little ones, bring them in, bring them in, bring the wonder ones to Jesus. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. We are going to share the hymn for our study of our theme. It's entitled, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. If you would like to share the hymn, dear ones, you can unmute your mic to do so. Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's a light for a lookout, the Savior. A life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. Oh, I sin no more had dominion, for more than conquers we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strange, leading in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him, and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Praise the Lord, dear ones. I have to get to look for these little cursors. Pray for me, dear ones. I'm looking for it. I can't change it. Just a minute. Just give me a few seconds, dear ones. If I can change the color of the cursor, I could be able to find. I can't find it.
T.T. Rosie, can you press the forward? Like, you know, they have the up button, the down button, and the go back button, and the forward button. Press, see if you could press that, and if it could change the slide for you.
Oh, the other one did that. I'm doing it, and it's not moving. This is the new computer. Just a minute. Let me see if I can find. I used to have a touch screen, not even that one I have now, so I have to get used to it. Apologize, dear ones. Just keep praying.
Also, dear sister, you can try to right-click, and that might actually cause it to show up where it's located.
Thank you so much, Brother Joel. Thank you, dear family. If any one of the little one, mommies or daddies, would like to be able to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
God bless you, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking up for this morning. And please protect us. Please protect me. Please protect my mommy and please protect my daddy. And please protect my uncles. Please protect my aunt. And please protect people that is at the Sabbath. And please protect. And please protect the word that I'm about to learn. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 6 from the King James Version, and it reads, "When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cry out, saying, 'Crucify him, crucify him.' Pilate said unto them, 'Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him.'" This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and also those that are in other devices and later on recording, we are going to continue with our part 10 of our lesson entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall in our study book, The Desire of Ages. We would like to take the following verses, dear ones. May you unmute your mic.
John chapter
19,
verse
6
through
9.
King James Version. Thy Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God."
Nice joke. John chapter 19.
John chapter 19,
verse 8.
King James Version.
When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. Haley said, I said 18 instead of 8, sorry. John chapter 19 verse 8. That was what Emma just read from. John chapter 19 verse 9. "And went again into the judgment hall and saith unto Jesus, 'Whence art thou?' But Jesus gave him no answer." Amen.
John 19 verse 10. "Then said Pilate unto him, 'Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee?"
John 19:11. "Jesus answered, 'Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin.'"
John chapter 19, verse 12, King James Version,
And from
henceforth,
Pilate
sought to
release him.
But
the Jews
cried out.
Saying,
If thou
let this man go,
thou art
not
Caesar's
friend.
Whosoever
maketh
himself
a king,
speaketh
against Caesar.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, little ones and mommies as well. Today, we will cover pages 736 through 737. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining in. We are in The Desire of Ages, page 336. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 736. The Roman governor, though familiar with cruel scenes, was moved with sympathy for the suffering prisoner, who, condemned and scourged, with bleeding brow and lacerated back, still had the bearing of a king upon his throne. But the priest declared, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself a son of God." Desire of Ages, page 736, paragraph 2.
Desire of Ages, page 736. Pilate was startled. He had no correct idea of Christ and his mission, but he had an indistinct faith in God and in being superior to humanity. A thought that had once before passed through his mind now took more definite shape. He questioned whether it might not be a divine being that stood before him, clad in the purple robe of mockery and crowned with thorns. Desire of Ages, page 136.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 6, from the King James Version, margin, taken from the Memory Verse CD of the Desire of All Nations, volume 1, entitled A Light.
And you said, "It is a light thing that thou shouldst be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation. Unto the end of the earth." Isaiah chapter 49 verse 6. And he said, "It is a light thing that thou shouldst be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation. Unto the end of the earth." Isaiah chapter 49 verse 6.
Amen. We are still in page 736. Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Have a blessing. The Desire of Ages, page 736. Again, he went into the judgment hall and said to Jesus, "Which art thou?" But Jesus gave him no answer. The Savior had spoken freely to Pilate, explaining his own mission as a witness to the truth. Pilate had disregarded the light. He had abused the high office of judge by yielding his principles and authority to the demands of the mob. Jesus had no further light for him. Vexed at his silence, Pilate said haughtily, "Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee?" Desire of Ages, page 736, paragraph 5. Jesus answered, "Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin." Desire of Ages, page 736, paragraph 6.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 736, paragraph 7. Thus the pitying Savior, in the midst of his intense suffering and grief, excused as far as possible the act of the Roman governor, who gave him to be crucified. What a scene was this to hang down to the world for all time. What a light it sheds upon the character of him who is the judge of all the earth. Again, this is taken from The Desire of Ages, page 736, paragraph 7.
The Desire of Ages, page 737. He that delivered me unto thee, said Jesus, hath the greater sin. By this Christ meant Caiaphas, who, as high priest, represented the Jewish nation. They knew the principles that controlled the Roman authorities. They had light in the prophecies that testified of Christ, and in his own teachings and miracles. The Jewish judges had received unmistakable evidence of the divinity of him whom they condemned to death. And according to their life, they would be judged. Desire of Ages, page 737, paragraph 1.
Good job, everyone. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And these are taken from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 28 to 29, chapter 6, 57, chapter 8, 50, and chapter 7, 18, margin. Also from the same volume 1 of the Desire of All Nations Memory Verse CD, entitled Pleasing the Father.
Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father.
Just a minute.
Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things.
Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are still in the Desire of Ages. Who would like to take the next paragraph? We are in page 737.
Page 737. The greatest guilt.
Yes.
Guilt.
The greatest cross.
Guilt.
Guilt.
And heaviest responsibility.
Responsibility.
Good. Belonged to those.
To those.
Who.
Who.
Stood in.
stood in
the highest places in the nation.
The
depositaries
of sacred
trusts that
they
were
basely
betraying.
Pilate,
Herod, excuse me,
and
the Roman
soldiers
were comparatively ignorant of Jesus. Next slide, please. Continuing, they thought to please the priests and rulers by abusing him. They had not the light which the Jewish nations had so abundantly received. Had the light been given to the soldiers, they would not have treated Christ as cruelly as they did. Desire of Ages, page 737, paragraph 2.
Desires of Ages, page 737. Again, Pilate proposed to release the Savior, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend." Thus these hypocrites pretended to be jealous for the authority of Caesar. Of all the opponents of the Roman rule, the Jews were most bitter when it was safe for them to do so. Next slide, please. Continuing, they were most tyrannical in enforcing their own national religious requirements. When they desired to bring about some purpose of cruelty, they exalted the power of Caesar. To accomplish the destruction of Christ, they would profess loyalty to the foreign rule which they hated. Desire of Ages, page 737, paragraph 3.
Let us learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Malachi. It's Micah. That's a typo. By God's grace, I will update it and send it back. In chapter 5, verse 2, margin, taken from the same volume 1 of the Memory Verse CD, entitled Bethlehem Ephrathah. I hope I have the pronunciation properly.
Yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our study. We are going to reserve the 6 questions that we have for our review section. So next week, we will be reviewing part 10 of our lesson entitled In Pilate's Judgment Hall. So if you have any other question besides this part 10, you may be able to hold it till we get together, or you can send it beforehand for research for next Sabbath study. If any one of the dear little one, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, would like to be able to have closing prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees. Dear Heavenly Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. We thank you, Father, for this blessed Sabbath day. Thank you for the participation of all the little ones and their parents. Father, we continue to pray that you continue to give us the blessings for the day. Be with the ones that are sick or anyone that is in any kind of discomfort at this time. May you bring relief and may you bring healing as well. As we move on to the second part of the lessons, we continue to pray that you be with us, that you continue to bless us for the rest of the day. Be with the speaker, I pray. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, dear ones, that will be August the 26th, 2023, we are going to follow with our part 2 review of our chapter 77 of our lesson 389. Last Sabbath, I was not able to show the beautiful garden flower that we end our study with. So next week, we are going to continue to show it by God's grace. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and continue to pray for me to learn this new computer. I miss my old one, but all things new. I have to get rid of all things that are old. So keep praying for me, dear ones. May you all have a wonderful rest of the day. Sabbath blessing.